views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your biggest dreams were already assured as they've been written in the stars? Want a boost to raise your vibration to 5D and higher? Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams helps you access the wisdom of your higher self and guides to balance your ego, progress spiritually, and discover your life purpose and larger soul mission. Wendy is a Seattle area past life regressionist, certified spiritual teacher, Reiki master energy healer, and award-winning author. Plan your magic carpet ride now with Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams.
Good morning. I'm Wendy Rose Williams, and you're listening to Soul Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we help you tune into the deep wisdom of your own unique soul or higher self to help you live a more joyful life. I'm excited to be joining you in studio today at KKNW in Seattle with Eric Ryder, making the radio production magic happen, and with astrologer Valerie Shin, my first of two high intuitive guests today. Today's topic is intuition and how to be able to perceive yours more clearly and have the confidence to act on it decisively. Most of us have heard the expression, trust your gut or go with your first instinct. During the next hour, we're going to explore what does that look like using past life regression, astrology, and numerology as tools that can be used to fine-tune your intuition. My own first past life regression lasted only 2 hours, yet I was able to release a lifetime of anxiety as well as to begin to act on my intuition more quickly and easily. My past life regressions made such a remarkable difference in my life that I trained as a past life regressionist myself and began writing the Regression Healing book series of select client sessions to share this amazing healing modality with others. I've found past life regression to be a superb tool for healing and releasing old energy that no longer serves us, to bring forth forgotten abilities, such as being a healer or a writer, and to enhance your intuitive or psychic skills, to name just a few examples. For the next half hour, we're going to be speaking with astrologer Valerie Shin regarding how a skilled interpretation of your unique birth chart can provide lots of useful information for your life and help validate some of your intuitive hunches that I'm sure you're having. During the second half hour, spiritual numerologist Deborah Stelfox will join us. We'll be taking calls from listeners to do a short numerology reading based on your full date of birth, month, day, and year. So get ready to call in. I'm excited to have Valerie Shin with me today, as the astrology reading she did for me several years ago was so spot on and helpful. Valerie was born and raised in the Seattle area. She's always been analytical, athletic, and artistic, but never thought of herself as intuitive until she studied at the Maitreya Seattle Healing and Learning Center. Valerie studied astrology under both Margaret McElroy and Carol Barbeau. She has 4 planets in Cancer and has always been a sensitive person, but didn't understand for many years the sensitivity was also her intuitive guidance coming in. Valerie assists her clients with intuitive readings of their birth or natal chart to assist them with their journey through life. She also uses her artistic ability for healing with the use of color, gardening, and photography. Welcome, Valerie.
Well, thank you for having me on this beautiful day.
Well, I'm so happy you're here. Let's jump right in with what is a birth chart and what are some of the ways it can provide useful information?
Well, our birth chart is actually something we decided in this incarnation. We sat down with our guides and our angels, and we decided what we wanted to work on. And with that information, then we decide on a date and a time, and where we need to be born to work on those issues. So that makes a map, makes a circular map that we read, and it shows our personality, but it also shows things that kind of trip us up and things that we need to work on.
Okay, wonderful. And I'd like to clarify, the type of the birth chart reading that you provide, Valerie, it's quite different from reading your astrology report in the paper or online, isn't it? What is the difference?
Well, the astrology reading that I do is, it's pretty complex, and it involves all the planets, where in the newspaper, it's just the moon. And the moon travels really fast, so every day, that's why the astrology in the paper can be a little bit different. But it's also, the paper reading, those are fun, and sometimes you get a hit, sometimes you don't. But it doesn't, it's more general. It's more general.
Sure, so it's like a little tiny starting point that may or may not resonate.
Okay,
good. Well, thanks for making that clarification. And is a birth chart the same as a natal chart? Because I hear both terms used.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
They're used.
So that's interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
And why is time of birth important to do the most accurate reading? That's something that you and I talked about previously.
Right. Time of birth, not everybody has a time of birth, so it makes it a little bit more difficult. But the astrology chart is a circle, and it's broken down into 12 different houses or like a pie, different, it looks like a pie and different pieces of the pie. If you don't have your time, then you don't know exactly where the planets are in what particular house. And the houses are your different experiences that you have.
Okay. Could you give an example of some of the houses for people to relate to that?
I have a picture.
Oh, perfect. And we've got some people that are tuning in and are able to watch through the video streams. So Valerie's going to hold that up for those that can see it, and she'll describe it verbally, too, a little bit.
Is that, I don't know if
that's
in a good
place. I can see it right in the middle of the screen. Very
good.
So
you can see the different houses. There's 12 houses. And like, for instance, the first house is about ourselves, our personality. And the fourth house is about our home and family. The 10th house up on top is our career or our public image.
Okay.
So those are some examples of the differences.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And backtracking just for, thank you for showing that. Backtracking just for a moment, are there ways that someone can play detective if they don't luck out and have their time of birth listed on their birth certificate? Or if their family doesn't know specifically, like my mom, shout out to my mother, wonderful mom, she wrote it right in my baby book. I mean, I found it within 3 seconds when I knew I was going to work with you. So that was nice.
That's really nice.
People try and research that? Like, would you go to the hospital where you were born?
Yes, you can go back and see if they have it. Apparently, there are 3 different birth certificates, and one of them will have it on it. Now, not everybody can find it. And I've done readings for people that don't have their time of birth. We do like a general reading. So we talk about the planets and the signs they're in and how the planets will talk to one another. That gives us a lot of information, but having that time actually, it gives another dimension to it, more in-depth reading.
Perfect, because then help me understand and our listeners understand, when you have the exact place that you were born in, the exact day and year and time, that then gets to the specifics of exactly where each planet was in the skies, and you then are placing them in the 12 houses.
Yes.
To be able to give useful life guidance information from that.
Correct. Without the time, you'll still have your sun sign and your moon sign, but we will not know the rising sign.
Okay.
So that's a piece that's important.
So the sun, the moon, and the rising sign are the three of the indicators that are helpful.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. You can tell I am not knowledgeable about astrology, and that's why I depend on people like Valerie and Deborah for numerology. So very good. Can you talk a little bit, Valerie, about what the north node is and the south node? Because I hear those terms used a lot in astrology.
Right. So they're a point. They're an astrology point that we use, not a planet. But they're in the chart. And the north node looks like a headset. and the south node looks like a smiley face. And they're opposite in the charts. But they're very important pieces. The south node shows a past life, or it shows, could show multiple past lives. It's a theme that we know very well, but perhaps we've overdone it. And so the north node is showing where we need to exert our energy to balance that and to do things differently. So some people call it a destiny point.
Okay.
Destiny being what we need to learn, what we need to.
So am I hearing the south node because it's something we've done so often that we've excelled in it, and it's like a comfort zone
Yes.
that you fall back into, but you've already been there,
Yes.
done that.
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, when fear comes in or we're not sure, we totally fall back to the south node.
Okay. Okay. And what are some of the ways that we can stretch ourselves then to go more toward that north node, toward that destiny point? Like, how will we know what that is? What are some of the indicators?
Well, we'll get, you know, spirit and our guides are always pushing us. Or you get intuition in your head, you get ideas, you see something on TV, you read a book or an article, and you go, oh, I want to do that, or I need to do that.
Okay.
So that's one indicator.
Okay. So it's those little flashes of, gee, that looks interesting, and I should explore that more. It's those nudges.
Yeah, those nudges, right. But then, you know, our fear kind of comes in and says, well, no, you don't want to do that, or you don't know how to do that, or I don't have the money to do that.
Okay.
So you have to kind of work through that.
So it's working through some of those limiting beliefs and those perceived barriers.
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what else is important as you look at that birth chart for your clients? What are some of the other major things that you consider?
I look at all of the planets, but some of the planets are can trip us up a little bit more. It's kind of where our fears are. So I focus on those
okay.
because I think people want to know how come, you know,
what,
why
what's
am
an
I
example or two of that?
Yeah, well, why am I so fearful of this? Or like the planet Pluto is one of them.
Okay.
Planet Saturn's another one.
Okay.
I focus on those, the nodes.
Good. Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Valerie. Well, we're going to go to break. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams and my first guest, astrologer Valerie Shin. We're going to take a quick break, but before we return to the subject of how an astrology reading can help you, how can people reach you, Valerie?
Oh, my website is the best way to reach me, and that is www.valerieshin.com.
Perfect.
And Valerie is V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Shin, S-H-I-N-N.
Perfect. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams with astrologer Valerie Shin. Let's return to our discussion of how an astrologer interpretation of your unique birth chart can help solidify your intuition as to your best path in life. And we're also going to take some callers who have questions for Valerie. Please call 1-800-930-2819 now if you have an astrology question for Valerie, and we'll continue the discussion. Valerie, how are transits different from a birth chart? What exactly are transits? Because that's another term I hear frequently.
Yes. So the birth chart is fixed. It's that map that I showed at the beginning of the program. But the planets will keep moving around. And so if you actually ask for a transit report, you'll get two circles. You'll get your birth chart circle, and then you'll get the planets on the outside of that. So as the planets transit or move around, they will trigger whatever's in your birth chart.
Okay, so if you're looking at an important date, like you had done a transit report for me last month for mm-hmm. the first day that I was going to have my first radio program.
Right.
So that's an example of how you were looking at those things coming together.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And how does intuition, as we think about our topic for today, play a role when you're reading or interpreting a birth chart? Because astrology is quite technical and involved to learn, isn't it? Can you tell us a little bit about what your path was with that?
Yes, it's very technical, and it took me a long time. And I remember having multiple books open and reading and trying to remember what everything meant, and got very frustrated one time. And I just threw all my books on the floor and go, how am I going to learn this? But I have a very technical background, scientific
yes.
background, so it helped. It's just, mm-hmm. it's a progress. It's just something you just have to put one foot in front of the other mm-hmm. and learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a constant learning. You never learn all about astrology. There's money astrology and government astrology and love astrology.
So lots of subsets and specific types.
Yes.
Okay.
Once you get a basic bowl of knowledge, and then you're doing a reading, your intuition, you have to kind of step away from that logical mind and let your intuition come in. And so you know what to tell the person, because planets and houses have multiple meanings, and not all of those meanings are happening for that person.
Okay. So we'll just take me as an example. So Valerie did this reading for me a few years ago, and it was the first time I'd had one done. And she sent me this beautiful chart, and it showed all the planets and all my different houses. But I, of course, couldn't make heads or tails of it. I needed that intuitive reading from her of, here's your north node, here's your south node, here's what's retrograde, here's what you might want to focus on. Is this happening for you?
Yes.
And it was just this lovely process we had via via email or phone conversation or however you set it up with Valerie. And I love that you're able to serve people from anywhere. It's really nice that we've got the technology now and you don't have to be sitting with them face to face.
Right.
Well, great. So what I'm hearing is that you had to learn and master all the technical and climb that mountain and then release it.
Yes.
And bring the intuition back in.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. Because sometimes I'm looking at a chart and it's telling me something. I go, and I can feel that it's not right. It's like, no, there's something else here. There's something else. And so I have to just kind of listen and go, what are the other definitions of this particular placement? And you go, oh, and you remember. And then you talk about that.
Got it. So I think we're talking about both the science and then the art of astrology and letting your intuition come in on top of that technical and logical information and knowledge that you can study for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. Another term that I hear frequently in astrology is Saturn return. Can you talk about what that means and when that occurs for people? Because I believe you have multiple in a lifetime normally.
Mm-hmm. We have usually about three in a lifetime. Saturn, we have to know what the planet Saturn means. Saturn's our biggest teacher. It's a disciplinarian. It makes us go slow. Saturn is the leader of Capricorn in the 10th house. We know Capricorns are very business-minded, very strict, can be strict. Mountain goat is the symbol, and steadfast and slow. So Saturn can also take away or delay things. So it takes about, you have to kind of know that basic definition of Saturn. Saturn takes about 27 years to go around our chart.
Very slow moving.
It's slow moving. So when it comes back around, so when it transits and comes back around and it touches the natal or the birth time Saturn, that's called a Saturn return.
Okay. So Saturn's in a certain position when you're born.
Yes.
And then it takes that 27 to 28 years to return to that same exact position.
Yes.
And does that tend to bring up major changes or choices for people? Because you said it's a major teacher.
Yes, it really does. You see people getting married, having babies. It is kind of a big major change. It's kind of scary for some people, too. It can be a transit point or an exit point. People are like, whoa, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go around again. I don't want to learn these lessons again. So,
and can you give an example of what an exit point is?
Oh, an exit point is when we decide, it's like a real subconscious decision that we don't want to remain on Earth and we want to, we don't want to hold out and learn what we came here to do, and we check out.
I understand. So it's a time when we're literally dropping our body, we're passing on, and we're returning to source at that point as our eternal soul.
Mm-hmm. It could be a disease, could be illness, could be an accident, could be self-inflicted.
How about wartime?
War times, yes. In fact, you see a lot of wartime soldiers that actually are killed at around the age of 27.
I see.
Yeah.
So that really is a planned exit point.
Mm-hmm.
How interesting.
So the second one then is around age 58 or so, and then the third one is around age 85, and a lot of people are done. Age 85 is say, okay, I've done it, and I'm ready to leave.
Got it. They feel they've achieved the mastery of that life, and they're ready to go home at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And how about, that's very interesting. Thank you for that explanation. And how about Chiron? That's another planet that I hear about.
Oh, Chiron.
Chiron.
Yes, Chiron. Oh, that's a biggie. Chiron is actually an asteroid, but it's a very important one. It shows us our deepest wound. It's a wound, can be from another time. Some people don't always believe in past lives, but I do, so that's how I explain it. It's something that happened another time that was just pretty traumatic, and and it just sticks with us, and we haven't had time to process it.
And so how would you know? So do you map out where Chiron is?
Yes.
And it's in a certain house?
Yes.
And the house, like, let's say it's in, can you give an example of what house Chiron?
So say it's in the fourth house, which is our home and family. So this time around, so you have to look at the long term as trying to rid ourselves of the deep, nasty emotion that comes with Chiron. And so if it's in our fourth house, then we'll probably have issues with our family, maybe family, traumatic things that could happen in the family or to ourselves within the family unit. So
got it. Got
it. So we're trying to access that deep emotion too.
So another, some difficult lessons that are so worth mastering is
yes.
what I'm hearing.
Yes.
All right. Well, very good. Well, we're going to go to break in a moment, and I'd like to thank Valerie for sharing her expertise with us today. Please tell our listeners the best ways to contact you, Valerie.
The best way is on my website, www.valerieshinn.com.
Perfect. And Shin is spelled S-H-I-N-N.
Yes, and has all my information on there.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And my website is Wendy, with a Y, RoseWilliams.com. Or you can find me on Facebook under my full name. When we return from break, Deborah Stelfox will join us in studio. Deborah is a spiritual numerologist and so much more. Stay with us, and we'll learn how Deborah's reading for me back in 2013 changed my life when I was super, super stuck. Deborah's going to do some quick numerology reads for a few callers. You can call 1-800-930-2819 and give Eric your first name and full date of birth, month, day, year. And we'd be happy to take your call. Thank you again, Valerie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio to raise your vibration and live a joyful life. Wendy reviews crucial energy basics in fresh new ways from her perspective as a past life regressionist, Reiki Master energy healer, and spiritual teacher, including how to ground, clear, and balance your energy to be sovereign. Tune into your soul's infinite wisdom, raise your vibration, and discover your greatest joy on Soul Wisdom Radio. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com to download this podcast, to learn more about having a healing session with Wendy, or to order one of her publications.